Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God and to the highest who we serve. I just thank God for everything that He has allowed for me to go through, whether good or bad. The God that I serve is so wonderful. The God I serve is so great. The God I serve is so loving. And also, He is so righteously judgmental towards the things I do and I shouldn't do, things I say that I shouldn't say, you know, things I think that I shouldn't be thinking about. God, we love you so much, God. God, we ask you right now to have mercy upon our lives, Lord. We thank you for your loving grace and your loving kindness that you allowed us to see not just another year, but another day, God. Just to have breath in our bodies, God, to have you as our Abba Father, God. We just thank you. We love you. God, we just thank you right now for the breath of life that you've given us from day one, God. We just thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. Thank you for what you have done. But, God, we thank you for not only all that, but for who you are, Lord, in our lives. We love you and we praise you, give you honor and glory, Father God. We just ask your presence to be a surrounding force around us, God. God, we love you. We thank you. And I cannot express that enough, God, because you know the things that we want, but, God, you know the things that we need. And most importantly, God, we need you. We need you, Lord, in all things that we do. Your word says that in all things we should give you thanks, God. Some of us want to give you thanks for the good things, but God, but for a mature Christian, we give you thanks even for the bad things, God. Yes, we do, God. We just thank you for everything because you are not a blind God. You are not a deaf God. You're not a dumb God, but you are the everlasting creator who created us before we were in our mother's wombs, God. We just thank you for life, because you are life. You created us before the world was formed. You created us before the world was formed by what your word said, because you said, let there be light, but you gave us life before then, God, even when the world was null and void, not even here, because you were always here. No one can vote you in, and God, no one can vote you out. We thank you, we praise you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us, God. We thank you for that. Thank you for his obedience to you, God. Thank you for him coming down from glory to become a humanly sacrificed on our behalf. Because, God, without your son, we would be in hell right now, Father God. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for his presence. Because your word said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look, it has been a long time, y'all. It has been a long, maybe 2.5 weeks. Had my phone stolen at that time. I got a new phone, but I got to have my services transferred from an old account to this account. But I think God's be on the air. I mean long. I mean, I can't do my shows no more. But I thank God for that, because God has allowed me to do some thinking about my life. So there will be a few shows that I have will either have on the air in the future, or I've already placed on the air for scheduled events about what I've gone through. And some things you may not like, but, you know, like I told another person this morning, that God has allowed me to keep it real, keep it 100% legit, because there are some things that you know, what you've gone through, and nobody can tell your story but you. So I just thank God to be refreshed, renewed, and revived through his spirit. And he's allowed me to say things that I go through, because some things that we go through, y'all, it ain't all glorification. It ain't all peaches and cream. It can be downright ugly and nasty and just downright crazy. But, you know, whatever happens in our lives, we got to give God the glory and give him thanks for all things. Not just some things, but for all things. So I just thank God for listening, either live or on the archives. I thank God for his presence in your life. Thank God for the blessing that he is doing for you and your family and your friends, and yes, even your foes. So we just give God the praise that he so deserves, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So we just thank him for all that. Today, I'm taking a turn just a little bit, and I just want to talk about You Don't Do That. The name of my show today is called You Don't Do That. And before I jump into that, the background is there some things that we shouldn't do as human beings that can get us caught up in life's uncertain situations. Now, we should know better to do certain things that will get us either hurt or, you know, sick or whatever. I mean, you just don't do certain things that know what cause you to cost you a few things. But today, I just want to take a little time out to see what happened to me today, October 15th, 2016, coming back from Walmart. So we're just thinking, praise God, what I'm about to tell you, you may laugh, you may cry, you may say, whatever you may say, it's all good. Because I am prepared to take the worst, because God has given me the power to express myself. So we're going to take it from there. In the meantime, y'all enjoy this song.
Block, but I treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash a reel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team with him, his team is hard. They know he say G-up, head to toe, crown down to his soul. Every day he say G-up, head to toe, crown down to their soul.
Keep it poppin', yeah, together is my tool pit. We street disciples loaded with a full clip. Ain't fearin' nothing, got the heart of a lion, though. Ain't nobody dying, nope, steady off the flying low. Riders rollin' regals in the heat of the night. Hop out, holler at the home so they can see it some light. At the end of the tunnel, funnel wind through the deep cold. I got respect, no less, they heard about my street mode. From Killer County, we valid to the East Coast. We hit the warrior, we on you, we got people. No gimmicks, I'ma finish with this punchline.
I ride for God and down to die on the front line. When the block up, treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash a reel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team with him, but they clean his heart. They know he stay G-up, head to toe, he done. Crown down to his soul. Every day he stay G-up, head to toe, he done. Crown down to their soul. Wake up, hop out my bed and I thank you. You're worthy for having mercy on the gangster. Block savvy, flash your everyday habit. Full of ice for the cabbage, save the life like a rabbit. Some suckers got shook when they fuck a blasted. Not me, cause I was cut from another fabric. Only reason they got y'all, cause they let them have it. I was comfortable with tuck and duck when it's happening. Smashing, batteries and ducks. Round the wheel with the 412s rattling the truck. The sharks, DA, the feds, and the narcs. ATS, they all play their part. The habits on the yard. Homies tossed behind state guards. Not to mention ones we lost to the graveyard. No clergy cotton the rose. Just jeans and boots. Homie, what you mean? This team is true. I'm on the block, but I treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash a reel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team with him, they seen his heart. When we say G-up, head to toe, he done. Crown down to his soul. Every day he say G-up, head to toe, he done. Crown down to their soul.
The NBA, yes, that low chili baby that used to serve that, yes, and on occasionally I'll grab that cake and do damage, manage if my pockets to vanish, but I managed to bounce back, got my mind right, Lucci Brogani design count stacks, West, push the good news just like a paper route, G'd up, black balling, so I'm bringing them scrapers out,
and I'm confident like Biggie, so I'm bold with the link, I'm dangerous, keep that nigga cop with some stuff in the chamber, boy, I'm a West Coast gangbanger, living to die, get fixed, I'm familiar. You with that trick in your eyes. Yeah, fellas, room to see you from a distance inside. Yo, I don't thump like mine, cause I stay ready to ride. Mortalize some gang signs, the mix is ripping on sight. So I don't hesitate to squeeze and throw them up in the fight.
I'm cheated up, but I treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash that wheel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team with him, his team is hard. So we say G-up, head to toe, he done, crown down to his soul. Every day he say G-up, head to toe, he done, crown down to their soul.
Yeah, that was G'd Up by the Gospel Gangsters, X-Crips, turned preachers. I love that song. That song, that video is tight too. And you know what? When I say they stay G'd up, I just believe they don't mean gangster. I think they mean the word of God. They stay God up. And that's just how we're supposed to be. We just got to stay prayed up. We just got to stay, just stay in prayer, because this world we live in has gotten a lot crazier than yesterday. And I just believe that God has allowed me to do what I need to do for the people who are listening to me or who are looking at me. I got to stay prayed up, and I got to be G'd up, because the things I used to do in my past, it wasn't godly. And when I say you don't do things to certain people, and I mean just that, you don't do things because you may not know that person, how his or her lifestyle was back in the day. Yeah, they may be all, saved and glorifying God and worshiping God, but, people have flashbacks. And that's what I had today. I had a flashback, y'all. I was coming from Walmart, and I was checking out. I bought a gallon of milk and some trash bags, and scanned both items. This is crazy. Scanned both items and walked out, and I looked at my receipt that the trash bags were not scanned. So I went back in there and asked for the manager, hey, look, this is what happened. I'm not trying to steal anything. I bought a gallon of milk, but my trash bags I had in my hand, they did not scan. This man gave me a 10% discount, so I thank God for him, thank God for the discount. But get away with free stuff, because God sees everything. God knows all, and if I had drove out with that bag of trash bag package in my hand, that's just called stealing. Yeah, you may have been seen checking out, but if it's scanning and not scanning, pick up the price for the set of bags, you walk out with it, that's just stealing, and you don't do that. But I walked back in there, told the manager what happened. He said, well, thank you for your honesty. I'll give you a 10% discount, and you got your way. And I appreciate that, too. But on the way home from Walmart, y'all, I was bumping that same song. I'm minding my own business, y'all. I'm getting my groove on, bumping G'd up, stay crowding up to a soul, and all that good stuff. And the white car pulled on the left-hand side of me. And they just stayed in that lane for like a good 15 seconds. So they started pulling up side by side with me. And their back window rolled down. It's a four-door vehicle. I'm thinking to myself, oh, Lord, I'm about to get shot. God forbid, don't let me get shot. And these two Asian dudes were like, bumping, because I had my stuff up loud. I ain't going to lie. It was loud. Hey, if people can bump regular rap, I'm bumping my gospel rap. Don't hate. Participate. But I ain't think that enough. I just did my little head nod and said, what's up? But I'm thinking like, okay, y'all can go. Leave me alone. Let me be in my comfort zone with the Lord. I'm out of my own business. So the passenger, she wrote over now, and she started screaming out some stuff. Like, I don't know what she was screaming out. I ain't turning music down. I didn't really want to know what she had to say. But I'm getting my groove on, and my flashback came to me when I was a gangster back in the day. I used to be an ex-blood. Y'all know that I was an ex-blood. And I throw up, the CK, a Crip killer, and I got a lot of friends who are Crips back in the day. I don't know if they're still alive or in jail or what. I really don't know. It's sad to say, but it's true. And I'm throwing up the B sign for blood, but y'all check this out. I wasn't throwing up no gang signs per se. I've been washed in the blood, and I'm throwing up CK all day because Christ is King. You know what I'm saying? You get that? I'm throwing up the B sign for I've been washed by his blood, saved by the Holy Spirit, giving my life to Christ. But I'm throwing up CK, not Crip Killer, but Christ the King. And these people looking at me like I'm crazy. And the flashback I had was like, dude, if I had my own way, if I had the way I used to be, your car would be full of holes right about now. But God said, stop, hold on, pause, pump your brakes. I got you. And a lot of us who are saved, I'm not no holier than thou person. I'm human. I make mistakes. But I guess from the outsider was like, oh, he's throwing up gang signs. No, I'm throwing up holy God signs. And I am G'd up. So when that car kept, side me, riding beside my side, my mind said, oh, they're going to blast you or you're going to blast them. Now, I don't have no pistol in my car. I only own a gun, thank God, because I know where I would be if I did. God is my 9mm. So he's my protection. But not to wave them on, like, get away from me. My mom was like, are you for real? You don't know me like that. You don't know where I come from. You don't know my hood mentality back in the day. I could shoot you right now if I had something. So when the light turned green, I boned out. And the next light, it was semi-red or semi-yellow, excuse me, but I turned red. And they got behind me. I said, Jesus, you need to keep me because I don't know what these people got in their car. So when the light turned green, they got in the left-hand side and turned left. And she's still screaming about stupid stuff. I don't know what she said, to tell you the truth. I just heard, and all this. You know, I don't know what she's putting the words. But I set my music up loud, so I didn't even want to hear. But, you know, you don't do that to folks who have a mindset of being evil. Now, I'm not saying I was evil back in the day, but I wasn't godly evil. And a lot of folks look at me and think, oh, man, you used to be in a gang, you used to do this and stuff. I say, yeah. I mean, I was in all types of stuff. And this is by the grace of God, I'm still breathing. I mean, I was into fighting. I was into gang banging. I was into drive-bys. I was into getting shot at and me shooting at folks. Thank God nobody got killed. But at the same time, God was keeping me when I didn't want to be kept. And when God told me today that I have protected you from all, not just today, but from all things that you did not know was coming, I got to give him praise for that. I got to give him thanks, honor, and glorify the Father that he saved me from a life of crime, from a life of jail time, or even death. So when I say I'm G'd up, that's what I mean. I am G'd up. I'm God up. You know, because there was nobody but God who kept me from a mindset of being crazy. I mean, it's a slang dope, slang crack cocaine, just to get that quick buck. But I've seen too many issues with my friends in the past who were lost their lives or lost other friends that they were in the wrong set at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, I do, and I did have friends who were on the opposite side of the gang-banging scenario. I had a best friend who was a Crip I couldn't hang out with because he was a Crip. And I'm a Blood, but after I got saved and got delivered from that nonsense, he was killed, and I didn't have a chance to... I didn't have a chance to witness to him and say, hey, man, get out the gang. Because he was walking home one day, and I don't know if it was from my hood or from whatever, but some pyros took his life. So, you know, if you know somebody who was in the gang lifestyle or who are doing whatever God has seen them do and they're not saved, get them out, pray for them, talk with them, and just say, hey, this is not right. This is not what God called us to be. God called us to be godly men and women, and we got to do what God said to do. When I was thinking back about how I used to live my life, I'm 45 years old, and I take no minute of my life for granted. I am blessed to be this age because a lot of my friends who were in this lifestyle either are in jail or are dead. I got a partner right now. He's in the prison for killing his second wife over jealousy. And he ain't getting out of 2040, excuse me. So, and he was a Crip too. So I mean, he got saved, got out of that nonsense. But what led him to jail, like I say, he killed his second wife over jealousy. See, jealousy is a killer. I mean, it can take your life faster than any bullet will. When you, and I mean not your physical life, but your spiritual life, when you do things and see things that's not right, but you get sucked up into a lifestyle because you want to make that quick buck or you want to make it your way, it don't pan out to be right. So when the GG said they stay G'd up, that touched my heart, you know, and I've been bumping gospel gangsters since they came out on the scene. DJ Dove, you know, the rest of the crew, TikTok, he's doing life right now over somebody was killed, a drug deal somebody got mugged and it went wrong and ended up taking somebody's life. But yeah, DJ Dove, TikTok, Mr. Solo, Chili Baby, all them dudes in that group, they touched me in more ways. They didn't know me and they touched me because God used them to be ex-gang members to preach the gospel through rhyme, through through tracks, and I got saved off a game off. Lord have mercy. I got saved off gospel rap. You know, Mr. Real, Prime Minister, T-Bone. You know, it's a whole plethora of them. I just can't name them all. But them cats right there were rapping about Jesus, and I'm listening to music. I'm like, wow, that is so deep. I'm like, if I can listen to gangster rap and enjoy that, then sure enough, I can listen to some gospel rap and bump that in my ride, pump it up to 10, 12 on the volume speaker or whatever, pumping out about 1,000 some odd watts of pure woofer power. Then, yeah, this is dope, man. This is raw. Because God can save anybody. God can save everybody who wants to be saved. Yeah, I just thank and praise Him for allowing me to speak through this mic, through this vessel we call Altar Radio, because it allowed me, and not just me, but a lot of others who are on the war for the war field or the spirit field for Christ against Satan's attacks. And a lot of us think that we are so we think that we're holding them down, but we're really not. Because I'm not better than you, and you're not better than me. But we all say to ourselves, we are better than the person who we used to be. Hey, that rhymes. I should be a rapper. But we are not better than the person next door. We are not better than our neighbors, our coworkers, our classmates, our bosses, whoever in your life, your family. And they're not better than us, because God has saw each and every one of us live our lives, and He has blessed us in His own way, in His own time, through each and every one of us. So I just thank God for the gift to teach or preach or even speak my mind on my radio, or to anybody out there who's listening out in the streets. Because the person you hear right now, it was not the person you would have heard 10 years ago, or 12 years ago, or 15 years ago. But I've been at the game of game making for a long time, and I thank and praise God. I've been preaching for 11 years. I think and praise God that He has allowed me to do that. I'm still Jesus. I'm still banging for God. I'm still putting in work for the Lord. I'm putting in work for the Lord every day. You know, even at my job. I mean, I won't call them demonic people, but they're sinning and doing some demonic things. And I just got to stay prayed up if I walk into my job. Because I learned a long time ago, you can't tell grown folks what to do. You really can't. And they all know I'm a Christian. They all know I'm a servant of the Most High. And some know I'm a preacher. I told one person that he spread out almost the whole story. It's okay. That's good. No, thank you for that rumor. I started it, so it's true. But they seem to test me. And I said about words test. I don't mean like test me and like I'm going to kick your butt. Kind. No. I mean like they test me by seeing what I'm going to say to them. And I'm keeping it real with y'all. I mean, I got folks who don't like me because I am a preacher, because I am saved. Well, that's not my problem, because you know what? It's not a problem. I'm not going to let your issues become my issues. I'm not going to trip on your baggage. Get it? Trip, baggage. I'm not going to trip off your baggage because you got a problem with me being a preacher. I don't sit down to everybody's level, because people will make you trip if you allow them to. You know, we need to quit saying, oh, they made me mad. Well, how did they make you mad? Did they control you? No, God controls us. You can only allow certain people. Well, you can say this. You can only allow certain things to get to you by people who you allow them to get to you. In other words, if they make you mad, you go off the deep end and slide off the handle, then, yeah, they got you. They control you. But I just stand there and smile. You don't like me? I don't care. I'll still pray for you. You don't like what I say because you asked me a question and you don't want to hear the answer? So I don't care. I'm going to still pray for you. You don't like me because I won't cuss as much as you cuss? Lord, thank you for that workshop on that. But I'm just keeping it real, y'all. I'm keeping it real. Come on now. But I ain't cussing as much as you cuss. That's your problem. And I'm not a cusser. I don't use that much language when I was in the world. I wasn't that kind of person to cuss folks out every day. To wake up in the morning, I'm cussing folks out. No, I don't. This is how I am. You had to really actually push me to a level where I have to actually use a certain language. And I know it's not an excuse, but I'm not trying to make an excuse, but it's real. And I thank God that he's allowed me to stop where I'm at now before I even get to that point. And even the kids room that preachers are perfect. No, we not. No. No, we are not perfect. We're forgiven. But we're human too. So you're not listening to a person who allows the world to get to him. You're just the person who allows him to get to the world. Amen, preacher. Preach on, brother. I'm trying to do a doggone thing. So when you people see me and think I'm all that negative, I am in his eyes. I am. It's not conceited. It's the truth. Because God created me to be who I am today. God knew the fact that I was going to game bang before I was born. But he allowed me to have life. And then the more important, allowed me to have life in him. Because the Bible says that we have to have life, but he gives it to us more abundantly. And that does not mean having a car or a nice house or fancy clothes or even cash in bank. All those are good. Really, all those are nice. But that's not what makes us. What makes us is having God in our lives. What makes us is having Christ in our heart and to be saved by his blood. So I just thank God that I'm allowed to speak before you today and just say thank God for the blood. Like I said, I was washed in the blood. I am G'd up. I am CK all day. I'm Christ the King all day. And my heart goes out to those who have lost loved ones in the game banging arena. Because a lot of us seek that after having a second family. And that's why I got into it, to seek a second family. Because I felt that my first family wasn't giving me what I needed to get. So I'm going to get it myself with a couple of my homies and homegirls. But then the life that God wants us to live, y'all. God did not call us to go out there and rob and steal and shoot up dice and shoot up, do all the stuff that gang members do. You feel me? Because that ain't what he wants us to do. He wants us to have a blessed life. I mean, you living, but are you alive? And I'd rather be, you can breathe all day long, but are you alive in Christ? Are you living for God? Because God sent his son to die for us. And I just think and praise him for whatever I go through in life, whatever. And I don't care really who, how can I put this? I don't care who says I cannot do what God has called me to do. Because truth be told, God has called me to do anything I ask him for. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And I say it time and time again, and I say it repeatedly over and over again to the day I die. I just think and praise God now for the folks who did me wrong in the church. And I'm going there. I'm going there. At my last church in Little Rock, Arkansas, on 12th Street at the St. Mark Baptist Church, I was done wrong. The pastor they have now, before he even got to the last pastor, and God told me that I can't say his name. I want to, but God told me, no, don't say his name. But the last pastor, before the new pastor came in, that man has turned his back on me because of what I was going through. But at the same time, he was doing dirt himself. Now, the phrase says, hurt people hurt people. So in his hurtness, I was getting hurt because I was there just made like a father figure in the gospel. And then what's so bad about that, his co-workers or his understaff, should I say, was doing me bad too. I've been verbally threatened. I have been talked about, criticized about what I preached about or how I preached. One guy told me I wasn't real if I didn't know who that. There was a woman who told me that. She said, if you don't hoop, you ain't a real preacher. I don't hoop because I'm not a real preacher. I'm not knocking the hooping. Some of the best preachers I know can hoop, and they sound good. Before you can hoop me into oblivion, are you teaching the gospel? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a hooper. My first sermon at my grandma's church, I did it in front of a mirror, and I sound like a fool. I sound like an idiot. I said, well, that's not my calling. I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah, and they said to me, the staff of this church said to me, the same thing. You going to hoop tonight? I'm like, no. I'm not going to hoop no time. Nowhere. No place. And I'm like, why would I want to hoop? If I can't teach God's word, why do you want me to hoop? It ain't in me to hoop. It ain't in me to hoop. I just say it right now that you better leave me alone. It ain't in me to hoop. It wasn't in me. Because God did not call me to, yeah, sir. Don't you know the Lord loves you? It's kind of crazy. So when I got to do my thing, I got talked about. God and who? And what's worse than that, y'all? I got dogged out because of what I talked about. Because I was stepping on folks' toes that night. I'll never forget it. I was stepping on folks' toes. I was talking about David when he was meeting what's her face, Bathsheba, and got caught in the nonsense that, you know, she's a married woman and he wanted to hit that thing in. I'm just, hey, look, I'm not the kind of preacher who does talk like these and dusts and dials. I'm talking like a real human being. He wanted to hit that thing, and when I got into fornication and adultery and other stuff, oh, folks didn't like that. Oh no, they say I was too real. I'm too raw. I'm too bold. I'm too strong. Wait a minute, God called me to preach the gospel. So when I was in the world, I was real. But now getting on God's team, I gotta be fake about this. The devil is a liar. Let me say it again. The devil. Repeat with me. The devil is a liar. So when I seen and heard that nonsense, my mind said, I gotta go. I need to leave this ministry. I need to leave this church. But I never left God. I never left God. And God has never left me. And much as I've been through, God has kept me and is keeping me from doing what I want to do to other folks who disrespect me. But I can't, because God sent his only begotten son to die on a cross for our sins on our behalf. And when they pierced his side, they put a crown of thorns on his head, fed him some raw vinegar, pierced his hand and feet with 3 nails, and he still forgave them. What makes you and I think we can't forgive others for what they done to us? You asking me that question. What makes you think that you have any right not to forgive folks who done you wrong? I don't care how bad it was. I don't care how ugly it was. You got to forgive them. And that's what God said. Read the word for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. When God told me, forgive those folks who hurt me, and I mean now. God said that. Because I didn't want to. I was that much in pain from being physically and spiritually hurt. But God said, I got you. I'll deal with them. Vengeance is his, says the Lord. God said it. Because I didn't want to do it. I hated that church. I hated the bishop. I hated us. God said, you cannot hate them, but love them. And I said, Lord, I don't want to. I'm just being real as I can, y'all. I am being ruthlessly raw. Cause that's what I do. I am a rated R person. I'm ruthless. I'm raw. But I keep it 100%, 1,000%, 100% real. You don't like it? Tough. Because I've been through the ringer and back and then some more. I've been to hell and back, literally, and then some more. Because I died in my sleep one day and I went to hell. But God gave me another chance to get it right. To say, look, I'm giving you another chance at life to take me into your heart so you can be saved. Because I got work for you to do. And here I am on Blog Talk Radio and anywhere else preaching the God's gospel. Uncensored. Unfiltered. God told my grandma before she passed away, Grandma, I gotta keep this thing popping. I cannot be a lot of folks who I know personally who are preachers fake and phony and not doing what God called them to do. They want to preach about what your dirt done, but they want to hear about their own dirt. the Bible says that if you cannot see the speck in your eye, but you see a big beam telephone pole in the other side, you have a problem. That's just my version of it. How can you see this? How can you see that? You look in the mirror every day with a speck in your eye. I don't see nothing. You're a phony. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this up. And that reminds me that I have asked a lot of preachers. I have called a lot of preachers and asked to be a part of my radio show to be interviewed to talk about their ministry. I have not got an answer yet. I asked to either call me or email me and give me all that good stuff. And because my phone was stolen 2 weeks ago, they couldn't email. I got nothing. So my mind was like, well, yeah, they ain't real. They not real what they want to do? Okay, well, fine. I'm not going to beg you to do this for me. I'm not going to beg you to be part of my show, say what you need to say about your ministry. Okay, whatever. It's all good. I'm not mad, but, you know, I ain't going to beg you. I'm not mad at all. So when God gave you the spirit of discernment to say who's real and who's not, y'all, it is stronger than last week or a few weeks ago, should I say. So God is going to tell me who is real and who is not. So I just, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Yes, Lord, you are awesome. You allow me to express myself in the way you are glorified, God, to tell people of the Blog Talk Radio world that there is a God who is worth serving, God, and that you have called me to be real with you, God, and be real with others, God, because you told me I cannot be fake and phony and false, God. I cannot be a false preacher. I cannot be a false teacher, Lord. But you said if my mind is stayed on you, God, you will give me the words to say, God. Lord, I love you. We love you, Lord. And God, I ask you right now, for those who are not saved, allow them to see you as the Almighty Creator who loves them, who adores them, who created them for such a time as this, to be saved and not to die in their sins and go straight to hell, God, because hell is not made for a place for human beings, but for the devil himself. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, for my family, for my friends, and yes, God, for my foes. Jesus' name. Amen.
They already know. Yeah. Don't get it crossed. I could be your boss for you. You taking clues and breaking rules if I'm lost for you. Ain't no entry fee. He paid the cost for you. I could walk the road with you but can't carry your cross for you. I yell, hey, and they toss him up. We catch competition flat footed and we cross him up. It's the Ojo for promo. You know we all in it. Representing that event and that Kobe authentic. So I'm praying to the Father, ask him show me the limit. Cause you don't know the ghetto till you go be a tenant. We in it. And what you know about Jacks and Jokers, Macs and Toasters, neighborhood rats and roaches, glasses of yak on coasters, straps and holsters, y'all. Cactus toasters, y'all with active soldiers. Learning, watch the Lord's army turning the block. Pushing pedal to metal with a ghetto sermon for the flock.
Way on my mind, blind, cripple, or crazy. Rep the 8 like I did the blue rag with the paisley. You never catch the coach, no, with Doc Chili Baby. My hat is to the back like a Jeep from the 80s. Sleeping one, I open cause the industry shady. But they'll rock you for your publishing, they think they just crazy. But we down for the get down, my champ ain't taking. Keep it real G, expose those that's making it. Surviving in the gutter, but most dreams will smother. Destiny soldier, since born from my mother. Gangsta hustler, did I stutter? Got the game on lock from the words I
tell me how to get that Skrilla, how to flip that Miller, split it with my Rilla. Come in cause I handle my biz. Ball while I live, leave it all to my kids. On the block, waiting in zips and spraying them clips. I'm praying when I hit my. On the floor, it's war when I raise up. Glaze up, campaign till my days up.
I ride for the father, yeah, your chin is still checkable. You claim you from a clean, you ain't even a rap respectable. On the bank with campaign, on the others I'm skeptical. We deep in the game, boys, you gon' be respectable. Down and dirty by my hustle, kids don't have to struggle. A closed mouth don't get fed if his mouth is muzzled. The streets is colder than the coroner's office, eager to find out who the hardest is softest. I speak to the mountain get off us. In the regal with the line and the evil we bought, be cautious.
Campaign just entered the party in. If you a snake, you gon' need you a guardian. When you coming to the west, you best have your vest on. You might run into depth, you in the land of the Teflon. Follow the rules, is when their shoes get stepped on. They pop get dropped on the block that they repped on. Still keep hope for my folks till my breath's gone. It don't stop, I got shot on the block, I got blessed on. And now my kin was get knocked with the message. And I left my lips with more spots than a leopard. And even though the DJs would not play my record, it's still all good, cause in my hood I'm a shepherd. Not your norm, not only I perform, I executive. It's the eight from the street to a safe room record. My G, tell me how to get that Skrilla, how to flip that Miller, split it with my Rilla.
My street,
tell me cause I handle my biz. Ball while I live, leave it all to my kids.
My street,
on the block weighing them zips and spraying them grits. I'm praying when I hit
my
feet. On the floor is war when I raise up. Glaze up, can't bake till my days up.
My street, my G, my G, my G.